Richard C. Cook's joining us talking about Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. You'll get to hear Aaron debut here for the last 30 minutes of the show because I got to jump in the car and go to a local satellite uplink facility to go on international Iranian television. Russian TV one week, now Iranian. But actually, I feel good. There's some American reporters going to be on with me. London Guardian reporter, pretty mainstream stuff. Everybody wants to be on it. It's on every major cable system in the world, basically. Satellite system, that is. So that is coming up. Don't forget, Fabled Enemies is out. So is Truth Rising. Two new 9/11 films produced by myself. Jason Burmes directed the new Fabled Enemies. Just check it out at Infowars.com. And realize you may know all about the New World Order, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, they don't. And this is a life and death situation to inform as many people as we can. I want to tell you about a couple of the sponsors that make this radio show possible before we come back and go to our guest. And some of the sponsors that make this possible are the folks at New Vitality. And their website's at newvitality.com. NewVitality.com. They have hundreds of great different products there. They don't claim any magic or miracle cures there. They just have well-known for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, things that are good for you, like concentrated aloe vera and other herbs known to flush out and detoxify your guts. Or saw palmetto, very concentrated with other herbs that are known to shrink the prostate and are even doctor-recommended for prostate problems. I mean, there's just so much there. So be sure and check out newvitality.com. Link through on the banner at Infowars.com to a special discount page for my listeners. Or call toll-free for Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse or their Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. You can also check out another fabulous sponsor, eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Almost 28 years. I know it's 27 years total. J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com is the website. Get a free audio CD, brochure with all their products, presentations by the owner and founder, Steve Shank, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 is the toll-free number. Call, get the free catalog, the free audio CD. Order food today with all these uncertain things that are happening. It's very smart to do. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Now, one other sponsor I want to tell you about is really neat. That's EcholaBlue.com. 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 If you can't remember that name, just go to Infowars.com. There's a banner halfway down to EcholaBlue. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air itself. Machine produces up to 28 liters in 24 hours or 7.5 gallons. Low operating costs. On average, it will cost you about 12 cents a gallon, and then it's paid off after a year. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. The water passes through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and color removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. Also, the machine comes in colors red, black, white, green, silver, blue. EcholaBlue.com or 1-866-585-4044. Here is the coordinates for the landline transmission to verbally communicate with a human. 866-585-4044. All right, we'll be right back. I wanted to get into Keith Olbermann, why he was fired. We discovered why. That story is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll briefly tell you about that as we get Richard C. Cook on. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East.
you have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy is in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we are transmitting live on the AM and FM dial, satellite, global shortwave, WWCR, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and streaming live video over PrisonPlanet.tv. You've seen him in some of my films, camera guy, webmaster, writer, jack of all trades, really great guy. Short notice here, Iranian television, Press TV, their international service, has myself on, a London Guardian reporter, today. So that's coming up at about 3:07 Central for those that can... And want to record that and put it up on YouTube. So Aaron Dykes is going to be sitting in, coming up a little bit later in the show with Richard C. Cook. He's written for the Washington Post, other major publications, been a consultant for NASA, been a White House analyst, historian, and we really enjoy having him on. I wanted to briefly tell you why Keith Olbermann was kicked off. It was because of statements like the one we're about to play that's about a minute long. If you want to watch the full video, there's like an 8-minute video saying basically Iran attacked us on 9/11. The terrorists thought they'd win, but we're going to get Al-Qaeda and Iran. And basically it's like this warmongering propaganda that is so ham-fisted, it sounds like something out of The Running Man or some dystopic 1984 novel or movie. And then Tom Brokaw is talking about how great, the attack on Al-Qaeda is and how the endless wars, we're going to win the fight against Al-Qaeda. And they cut to Olbermann, and he says this.
Tom, Chuck, great thanks. Tom Brokaw and Chuck Todd, we'll be back with you later on in the broadcast. I'm sorry, it's necessary to say this, and I wanted to separate myself from the others on the air about this. If at this late date any television network had of its own accord showed that much videotape and that much graphic videotape of 9/11, and I speak as somebody who lost a few friends there, we would be rightly eviscerated at all quarters, perhaps by the Republican Party itself, for exploiting the memories of the dead, and perhaps even for trying to evoke that pain again. If you reacted to that videotape the way I did, I apologize. It is a subject of great pain for many of us still, and was probably not appropriate to be shown. We'll continue in a moment.
And you can go watch the video that was inappropriate. They played scary music under it and said, and it kept showing Iranians and Iranian flags and basically saying they did 9/11. Just incredible propaganda. Now, this is up on Infowars.net. I want to ask Richard C. Cook about this first before we get into Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Before we do that, but now Ralph Nader's come out. He has a huge following. That's what's important. And said that 9/11 could be an inside job. There should be an official investigation. He said that in a press conference. So things are getting big here. The 9/11 truth movement is just exploding. A, what do you think this means to the New World Order crew? And B, extrapolating out, how do you see this developing in the future, Richard C. Cook?
Well, I think it's really interesting and a very, very good thing to see Ralph Nader finally talking about real issues. You know, he's been going on about the same things he's been talking about for years with this latest presidential bid, corporate corruption and all the stuff we know all about. But now if he's coming out for 9/11 truth, I also saw that there was a press conference. It was either today or yesterday at the National Press Club in Washington, where Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Ralph Nader, and one or two other people were coming out for a full-scale investigation of the Federal Reserve. So here again, Ralph Nader, I know people who worked with him has been very reluctant to take on the real big ones, and the Federal Reserve is a big one. Clearly 9/11 is a big one. So I think this really points to some very important progress being made in our country. And in addition, there is an interview published today on Global Research where a good friend of mine, Mike Whitney, who's a writer out of Washington State, has an interview there with Dr. Michael Hudson, who's talking about a new political party that will kind of consolidate all of the fragmented third parties in this country and try to put together a real movement to begin to address the real issues and taking our country back. So
yeah, you noticed that Bob Barr, exactly, that was this morning, you noticed Bob Barr snubbed that meeting, and I have to say, we've had him on the show before, but I don't really trust Bob Barr.
Well, I think the libertarians, to my mind, are playing a little bit of a role like Ross Perot played back in 92, kind of a teaser, you know, to pull away attention from what's going on. I know I had a lot of respect for Perot, and I hoped that he would have followed through and done what he had set out to do, but he didn't,
the Bushes,
and now
and
the same thing happening with Barr.
Yeah, well, they did threaten to kill his family, so that's why he backed off. And then that was almost a non-event after they threatened to go after Ross Perot's daughter and wife. He just came out and said, yeah, they threatened to kill my family, and the news said, oh, whatever, he's just crazy. And Rush Limbaugh played, you know, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha, ho hee hee hee. It's like JFK. So it's to the funny farm, you know, that Rush Limbaugh song.
Right. Well, I think right now enough people are starting to come together that maybe we will see a real political movement coming out of all of this.
Well, there's no doubt that Congress has a 9% approval rating. The system can't sell its lies anymore, and it is that crisis of confidence. I mean, they can have their spooks on radio, TV, and the web say 9/11 truth's dead. That's like saying iPods are dead, you know, when they're at their absolute hottest. That's like saying electricity is dead when there's more electricity being generated than ever. It's like saying the sun is dead. But it works on some people. Oh, I guess our movement's over. It is only getting bigger, and skepticism is only increasing exponentially. What do you see the establishment doing to try to counter that? Just more iron-fisted tactics?
Well, right now, let me just mention, I have a new analysis coming out on the 08 election. It's called Election 08, crime family food fight or threat to mankind. This is out, will be out in a few days. It's a special report that I'm putting out in cooperation with my partner, Susan Boskey. And if I could, Alex, let me give you the way people can contact us for this. It's an email address. It's the one we've used before on your show, economicsanity@gmail.org. And it looks to me as though they're staging this almost tragic comedy of the 08 election between two parties who really are the ones who've controlled public opinion for so long. But there's a divergence, I think, between the traditional establishment elite, which has come out of the banking systems for so, which is trying to keep things afloat. It's the soft landing that we've heard about. This whole Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac thing is to try soft landing, where we just kind of slide into a very long-term economic decline, recession, depression, kind of the way we've gone with a little bit of tinkering around the edges that the Democrats want to do to prop up what is left of the welfare state without really ever changing anything, just kind of a decline and fading away of the United States, of our democracy and all that goes with it, versus these really radical neocons who have captured the Republican Party and are running their candidate, John McCain, and now Sarah Palin is kind of a front person for all of this, who seem to want to take us into a world war against Russia. That's our choice as I see it, and I go into detail on this in this special report that I'm just getting ready to release.
Folks can also visit your website. Give that out.
Yeah, the website is www.richardccook.com, and people can write to me through that. The special report is coming out, and it's available by writing to economicsanity@gmail.com.
Now, that's why I wanted to get you on later in the second part when Aaron's here with you, Mr. Cook. But right now, I want to get into the two big mortgage giants, because I had Dr. Roberts on and some others yesterday, and they were getting into the fact that this could make the entire Treasury insolvent, taking on trillions and trillions of dollars. And we're talking about hundreds of trillions with what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have actually leveraged, bundling these debts and then selling them as securities and then using fractional reserve banking to loan them out 10 times 10 times 10. And Dr. Roberts agreed that it's in the hundreds of trillions we're talking about total exposure, and that this black hole is so big. I mean, he was saying his prognosis is even worse than it had been. But then if they wouldn't have done what they did, it would have caused insolvency in U.S. Treasury notes and bonds, because the U.S. Treasury had already guaranteed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac previously. So your take on that?
Well, this is certainly true, but I try to look at it a little bit differently from that, because, you know, when you read the financial news now, you are reading commentators who are, you know, with all due respect, they're good commentators, good analysts, but it doesn't give me a whole lot of heartburn to think that this latest huge scam is going to take down the already existing scams, you know, of Treasury debt, of a $10 trillion national debt, of, you know, hundreds of trillion dollars in derivatives. It doesn't bother me that the viability of all of these other disasters may be threatened by this latest disaster. I mean, suppose the whole financial system just collapses. You go into bankruptcy reorganization, you rebuild it, but that's not the real problem. If I could, I'd like to point out...
Yeah, stay there. I want to talk about what the real problem is with Richard C. Cook, our guest, top analyst, economist dealing with this. We're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com audio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. People keep saying, well, how do I listen then? You go to InfoWars.com and you click on those streams. Those are special streams. All right, we'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Richard C. Cook, economist, analyst, written for major publications like the Washington Post, historian. You've got the floor for the next 5 minutes, and I'm going to leave. Aaron's going to come in here. Break down who's behind it, what the master plan is, the economic system, what they're setting up, why they want to bring down the U.S., how they puffed us up with this imperial attitude, giving us this domestic, haughty propaganda about how we're the boss, how they're setting us up to pull the carpet out from under us, how the war has been meant to demonize us internationally. You were talking about that during the last segment. Please wrap it up for us.
Well, as I was saying, decades ago, the international financial elite that runs the Western world decided that the U.S. would no longer be allowed to maintain its status as the world's greatest industrial democracy. This goes all the way back to the Civil War and even before, when the nation was founded. But we have been under attack ever since then. And what we're seeing today through the deindustrialization of the United States, where the only way to float the U.S. economy has been through debt, through bubbles, and the latest and the last one really being this housing bubble, this has all been part of that process of taking down the United States as the world's greatest industrial democracy. Now, to prepare the mind of people, there have been nonprofit groups that have been working for decades to give us an educational system where everybody is dumbed down and everybody is fed the kind of collectivist propaganda that is contrary to the principles that were used when this country was founded. You've got foundations like the Carnegie Institute, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Guggenheim Foundation, because what they were planning to do was to create an environment of perpetual warfare where the only way people would accept a constant atmosphere of state terrorism as normal was by having an enemy to frighten people into voluntarily giving up their rights and accepting the legitimacy of a slave society. And a key to this slavery was a financial system based upon debt, because it was the financiers who were the architects and the expected beneficiaries of the planned system. And it's the same people who created the Federal Reserve System in 1913. Now, the 1970s was the critical decade in all this, because it was then that the financial elite, working through the OPEC nations as their instruments of change, wildly inflated the worldwide price of oil, and it drove the U.S. economy into stagflation. And to combat that, the financial elite, working through the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Paul Volcker, raised interest rates through the roof, and this caused the economy to crash in the recession of 1979 to 1983. Since then, our economy has run solely on financial bubbles. We had the merger acquisition bubble of the 80s. We had the dot-com bubble of the 90s. And then when that collapsed, we had Alan Greenspan's housing bubble of the 2000s. The purpose of the housing bubble was to allow George W. Bush to fight his wars of conquest in the Middle East. The bubble resulted in a tremendous inflation of housing and real estate prices that is unraveling today. But even though housing is still coming down, it's still so overpriced that many people who once could afford to buy a home no longer can do that and can't even get credit because financial institutions have been so reluctant lately to lend. It's this housing inflation that has powered the U.S. economy for the last decade. The bailouts and the takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are simply to keep the economy afloat until the next election. That's what the whole thing, in my mind, is all about. Unfortunately, there are no further bubbles waiting in the wings, because when the American people gave up their homes to debt, they gave up the last real asset they owned of value, because they don't save anything anymore. The savings is gone, and even the savings that's gone into 401ks for retirement is now being sold off because people need that money to live. The takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae is simply a stopgap. The problem is not that it's devaluing the rest of the government's debt. Of course, that may happen. But the problem is that after the housing bubble, there is no more. There are no more bubbles left, because there's nothing left of value that we own that we can sell or mortgage to get money to live on. That's the real problem, as I see it.
Yeah, this is Aaron filling in for Alex Jones, and that's what I was going to add, is that the U.S. public is so disconnected from reality. I don't think they have any idea what's going on. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break in just a few moments. This is the Alex Jones Show with Richard C. Cook.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Aaron Dykes and for Alex Jones. And we are here with Richard C. Cook talking about the downfall of the entire economy. And, Mr. Cook, the public doesn't even understand that there are elites. It has no idea what's really going on with the economy. It's just been told we've been bailed out. When is the public going to really feel the crunch of it? And what can we do to stop it? Is there anything?
Well, where they are feeling the crunch right now is in the process of stagflation that has begun. This is something I've written about in a couple of recent articles. It's the same thing that we saw in the 1970s, where we have prices going up and employment and economic growth going down. So where people are seeing this, they're seeing this in the tremendous run-up in the price of gasoline. This is not an accident. It's not being caused by supply and demand. It is not being caused by speculation in the markets, which is the cover story that's being put out. The rising cost of gasoline is a policy of the Western governments, of the U.S. government, to raise the price of petroleum as a kind of a tax on the entire world population in order to bail us out of the economic and financial collapse, and also to slow down the growth of the third world, the developing world economies like China and like India. So that's one place we're seeing it, at the gas pump. These prices are rippling out into all other elements of the economy. It's being passed on primarily in rising food prices. So that's, you know, every day I hear someone's come back from the grocery store and can't believe how much a gallon of milk costs. So this is another area where it's coming home to people. The third area it's coming home to people is in job loss. The economy lost 60,000 jobs last month. The economy is shedding jobs in the thousands per day. People are out of work. Jobs are hard to find. There's no new source of jobs coming into play because the last economic engine of the economy, the housing bubble, has burst. And so, you know, people aren't building homes. The financial industry is shedding jobs. People are having to cut their expenditures. They're having to, you know, live with their parents or rent group houses. These are all ways that this collapse of our economy is showing up in everyday life. Now, the United States has a certain amount of fat, if you will, in the economy. People still have 401ks, which they're now cashing in. They still have big houses, which they're now doubling up in and taking in our roomers or families living together. So, you know, there's a certain amount that can be absorbed, but the point is approaching very rapidly where that can't happen anymore. Homelessness is going up. The number of people who can't afford to eat decent food is going up. Now, none of this the mainstream media is reporting on. You know, the NFL season has started, and we're seeing lots of good football games on television. But it's all simply to cover up what's going on within the economy.
And, of course, the election is just a big distraction from that, but we're going to see no major change to the economic situation other than greater takeover and greater crises.
No, there's nothing they can do. Now, to give the Democrats some credit, they do have a platform where you have certain features that could make a difference. For example, in the Democratic platform, you have a feature of a national infrastructure bank. This is the kind of bank that was used during the Great Depression to capitalize economic recovery during the 30s, 40s, and even into the early 1950s. It's really what built the modern U.S. infrastructure. Nobody's ever heard of it because the financiers don't want you to know how easy it is for the government to capitalize infrastructure development and create jobs. There's legislation before Congress to do that. Kucinich introduced legislation for it. In the Senate, Senator Dodd introduced legislation for it, and it's in the Democratic Party platform. But they're nowhere near doing it because the current current political environment will not allow something as simple and as basic as an infrastructure bank, even though we see the growth of infrastructure programs that are now being used to at least address some of the problems we have with roads and highways and bridges and this sort of thing, but it's not nearly enough. The Republicans in McCain's stance against earmarks, earmarks are really a surrogate for his opposition and the Republicans' opposition to infrastructure spending. The reason they're opposed to infrastructure spending is that when the government spends money on infrastructure, you are using public funds to do what is needed to be done to create jobs and to shore up the physical economy. They want everything to go through the banking system. They want people to have to borrow money from the banks in order to do things like this. They want to use private credit to privatize the economy, where private companies and corporations come in and buy water systems and even buy roads like they did with the Indiana Turnpike. This is what the Republicans want. They want to drive the economy totally into the hands of the financiers, the banking system, the big international financial conglomerates, the equity funds. They couldn't care less about public support of the economy, about public financing of the economy. And if the Republicans are elected, it will be the worst possible thing that could happen for the economy of this country.
Are you saying it's actually going to make a difference if Obama's elected? Will he put in any of these backbone infrastructures?
In my opinion, we're going to see a little bit of tinkering around the edges the way Clinton did. a little bit more of certain aspects of the welfare state, which are oriented primarily to the lower economic rungs, to the poverty level people. You know, we might see some more food stamps out there. We might see the earned income tax credit being expanded a little bit. I can't see right now the Democrats doing anything significant to increase the job base in this country that does not go through private enterprise, but we won't see anything really major because I don't think the Democrats have the power to go up against the financial elite that runs the system. At least that's the way it looks right now. I think that the only way to do it is to attack the Federal Reserve System at its root, the way Ron Paul has advocated, the way this group that met in Washington today was talking about, the one that included Nader, included Cynthia McKinney. We need a complete overhaul of the financial system. In addition to that, what I think we need to put into place immediately is a national dividend that would involve direct payment to individuals of the kind of resource revenues that they do through the Alaska Permanent Fund, where this year they've raised the Alaska Permanent Fund to a $3,200 stipend to each resident of Alaska that includes a fuel subsidy and includes a resource revenue royalty. We need to do something like this nationwide to attack the oncoming depression at its very roots. And it's very difficult. I can't see the Democrats doing this without just throwing out everything that they have been doing the last 20 years under the centrist regime that Clinton and the Democratic Leadership Council put in place, which is really what you might call Republican light. I think we need a complete revolution in public finance in this country.
But instead, it'll just be continue to leverage out to the global banking system, and the larger beast will continue to die.
I think so. I think that what the Democrats are really doing is to support the so-called soft landing, where we just kind of continue to slide into a prolonged depression.
And when do you think Americans will actually start to feel it? When will it be obvious on the streets?
Well, people I know.
Let's hope it's not.
I guess, I don't know, maybe Austin's different, but, you know, where I am in Virginia and Maryland, it's an area that gets a lot of federal money to support it because there's so much government around here and so much military. But, my sister and my mother go to the grocery store and they're flabbergasted at what they have to pay or at what she has to pay for medication.
Well, I guess at a base level, I just see the dull optimism in people's eyes, hoping that a new president will actually run things and change things. I don't know exactly. I just have the feeling that at a gut level, we have no idea what's going on the ground floor.
Well, that's true. And that's why one of the things that I'm constantly saying to people is that you have to get informed about the issues and you have to understand that the root of the problem is the debt-based, usury-oriented monetary system that we have had in this country from the very beginning. And it's really the fact that the only way money is introduced into circulation in our economy is through a bank loan at interest that is, along with the export of our manufacturing jobs to third world countries, it's bankrupted the United States. And until the American people understand that and get educated on that and demand that we have political leaders who can take back the control of the financial system or the monetary system from the international financiers who have run this thing in this country for decades, nothing will change. It will only get worse. And it could get so bad that we have a complete loss of our democratic system, our democratic values. I mean, it's getting to be that critical.
Yeah, shifting gears, but probably a parallel with what's going on. I've got a Register article here. NASA chief blasts U.S. space policy and leaked email. Mike Griffin says the White House is waging jihad against the space shuttle and offers a gloomy view of the future. Basically, it's everything to do with our Russian relations, and basically we're giving up our spot on the International Space Station system. What do you know about this, and what does this mean economically and in terms of our future in space?
Yes, we have given up on the space station. Once the shuttle is retired, in 2010, we will not have a vehicle any longer that can take astronauts to the space station. Now, the space station was supposed to be a vehicle of international cooperation where the U.S., Russia, the European Space Agency, Japan, and other nations would work together for the economic development of space resources. The United States has given that up. We've walked away from the space station, and we've put all of the money that we have into this program of establishing a base on the moon. But the problem is that all the other countries that are now in space are going to do the same thing. We thought we were going to control the avenue from the Earth to the moon through this latest venture, which is really the Apollo program rolled out again. But now Russia, China, the European Space Agency, Japan, and even India, if you can imagine that, are all announcing the fact that they're going to set up moon bases in the next 20, 30 years that will compete with the United States. We're even losing our ability to have leadership in space.
And how does that relate to our game of balderdash with Russia on the ground, basically stepping up tensions at every level, defense missile shield, the Georgia conflict, the Central Caucasus region, and now in space we're giving it all up too. What's going on with Russia?
Well, it depends on who controls the government coming out of the next election. Right now, we're playing a game of chicken with Russia that could lead to a World War III. The United States instigated the attack on South Ossetia that led to the recent conflict over Georgia, and we did that in order to escalate tensions with Russia because it's all a way to run away from our own economic collapse. It's called a flight forward syndrome. Bush has this great scheme of world conquest that he's been carrying out, and Russia's the next target for this because Russia is the one nation in the world that has the ability to separate itself completely from the financial system of the Western financial powers. And they're doing this, they're taking a stand, and they may be taking China, Central Asia, and possibly even India with them into a coalition that will draw the line in the sand where the Western financiers who control the Western nations, including the United States, cannot pass. Now, at that point, they either have a choice of trying to go to war against Russia, which a lot of them want to do, or of recognizing that our system is a parasitic system that's totally bankrupt and that has to be changed. The system can be changed. That's something that monetary reformers, including myself, have tried to get across to people. The system can be changed. The American system, as it was founded as a republic under the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, give us the ability to change the system, to control our own destiny. We gave that power up when we allowed the financiers to come in and take over our country and our economy when the Federal Reserve System was set up in 1913. Everything that's happened since then, with one war after another, and the military-industrial state that we have now is all a consequence of losing our financial and our monetary freedom. We need to recapture that freedom. It can be done.
But what is it going to take to accomplish that? I mean, I don't see it happening. I see it's just moving more towards that World War III scenario.
In my opinion, what it takes is the creation of a new political party. We've seen things like the Reform Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, but none of them has really stepped up to the necessity of recreating our constitutional system, and by starting with control of our financial and monetary system. Now, there is one party that recognizes this, and I don't know if they've been on Alex's show. It's the Constitution Party. I have met with officials and candidates of the Constitution Party who recognize what the problem really is and who see the monetary system as being the core issue that needs to be addressed, of going back and looking at what the Constitution says about the monetary system, where it gives authority over the monetary system to Congress. Now, I've met with Daryl Castle, for instance, and Daryl is the vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. He understands this. Daryl spoke in Denver at a rally during the Democratic National Convention and, you know, brought this to people's attention. He's been going all over the country talking about this. Now, not very many people know about the Constitution Party. Not very many people are going to vote for it. But they have an answer to the problem, and it's people like them that need to get into the forefront and that all of us who are writing in this area need to call attention to. If they don't, if the American people are too blind, too asleep to begin to think for themselves about these things, then no, there's no hope for them.
Sure, we need to return to the Constitution, but first we have to defeat the strange loves. A few more minutes with Richard C. Cook. I'm Aaron Dykes, in for Alex Jones. We will be back in just a few moments.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
We are back. This is Aaron Dykes, and just briefly for Alex Jones while he's getting ready for an interview with Press TV. And something I wanted to mention, today is the day they launched the Super Hadron Collider at CERN over in Switzerland, and an item in the Hindustan Times, Shiva the Destroyer presides over Big Bang mock-up. The symbolism is strong, as scientists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, near Geneva smashed subatomic particles in the world's largest experiment. Shiva the Destroyer will be in close proximity. That is right. They have a statue of the Hindu god of destruction over this new godlike project, and they're always trying to play God, this time literally trying to go back to the first seconds, the first milliseconds, the first moments after the Big Bang. And it's the same thing they did after the Manhattan Project. Robert Oppenheimer, who presided over the atomic bomb, wasn't even a scientist. He was an Eastern poet and philosopher researcher. And there's a quote he said after they dropped the bomb that was very similar to this business about Shiva the Destroyer. John, do you have that clip ready?
He knew the world would not be the same. Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that.
That's right, destroyer of worlds. The problem I have isn't that they're probably or even possibly one in a million chance going to end the world. It's that they're playing God. They're scientific dictatorships. Richard Cook, any final thoughts?
Well, yeah, they're, I think they're kind of nuts. But if I could just mention, I've got a new article coming out today. Check on Global Research. It's called The Real Reasons for the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac Takeover. And it talks about some of the issues we've discussed today. I've got a new special report coming out. It's called Election 08, Crime Family Food Fight or Threat to Mankind. It's a long report. It's available if you will write to our email. It's maintained by my partner, Susan Bosky, and it's write to economicsanity@gmail.com, and we'll give you the information about getting hold of that report. The title is Election 08, Crime Family Food Fight or Threat to Mankind. I always like to maintain hope. I think we live on a beautiful planet. We're a talented people. I think there's hope, but people have to take responsibility for themselves and do the right thing.
That's right. Let's turn this thing around. Thank you, Richard Cook. And I just wanted to mention tomorrow, September 11th, get out there. Let's turn this thing around. Do your part wherever you are, whether it's New York City, West Coast, East Coast, over in Europe. Just get out there and let's let them know we know what really happened. And don't forget, the podcast is about to restart in just a few seconds. I'm Aaron Dykes, just popping in briefly. Usually just sit in the back while Alex, rides the mic here. So check it out, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you very much. Retransmission in less than 60 seconds.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day on